Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the emotional rollercoaster that is life, especially for us guys. Ever feel like you're running a constant internal race against yourself? Like there's this voice in your head constantly judging every move you make, whispering about how it's not good enough? Yeah, me too, pal. That's perfectionism rearing its ugly head, and let me tell you, it can be a real buzzkill. Today, we're tackling this beast. Overcoming perfectionism and self-criticism to unlock a happier, more fulfilling life. Because listen, the truth is, perfection doesn't exist. It's an illusion, a trap that keeps us stuck in a cycle of striving, never truly feeling satisfied. You know that feeling when you finish a project, but instead of celebrating your accomplishment, you're dissecting every tiny flaw. That's perfectionism talking. It steals our joy, drains our energy, and leaves us feeling inadequate. But here's the good news. We can break free from this vicious cycle. We can learn to be kinder to ourselves, celebrate our wins, and embrace the beauty of imperfection. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey to emotional freedom. 1. Reframe your mindset. Perfectionism often stems from a deep-seated fear of failure. Instead of fearing mistakes, view them as opportunities for growth and learning. Remember, every failure is a stepping stone towards success. Think of it like this. Even the most accomplished athletes have missed shots, the greatest inventors had failed experiments, and even the best musicians had off notes. 2. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend. We're all human, we make mistakes, and that's okay. When self-criticism creeps in, remind yourself that it's just your inner critic talking, not necessarily the truth. 3. Set realistic expectations. Striving for excellence is fantastic, but setting unrealistic goals sets you up for disappointment. Break down large tasks into smaller, manageable steps, and celebrate each milestone along the way. Remember, progress over perfection. 4. Focus on the process, not just the outcome. Obsessing over the end result can fuel perfectionism. Instead, find joy in the journey itself, the challenges you overcome, the skills you develop, and the connections you make along the way. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments and give yourself credit for your efforts. This helps shift your focus from what's lacking to what you've already achieved. Think about that time you tackled a challenging project at work, maybe something you really sweated over. Did you immediately jump to all the minor things you could have done better? Or did you take a moment to acknowledge the hard work and dedication it took to get it done? Most of us fall into the trap of self-criticism after a win. We're so focused on what we perceive as imperfections that we forget to celebrate the success itself. But here's the thing, guys, celebrating your wins, no matter how small, is crucial for building confidence and breaking free from the perfectionism cycle. It reminds you of your capabilities, fuels your motivation, and shifts your mindset towards growth and accomplishment. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion, reframe your thinking, and celebrate those wins. You deserve it, pal. Remember, life's not about being perfect. It's about living authentically, embracing the journey with all its ups and downs, and becoming the best version of yourself. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words. We can all use a little more mindful masculinity in our lives. And until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep shining bright. I'm Leo Weston, signing off.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.